In about 6 minutes on this edition of Ozarks, Wiring the Rugged Parts of Arkansas, Christina talks to a veteran of Ozarks Electric Cooperative who helped bring electricity to rural Arkansas. The U.S. Congress is considering reinstating Medicaid coverage for Compact of Free Association migrants cut back in 1996. Among those affected, residents of the Republic of the Marshall Islands who now reside in the U.S., including Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this explanation.
Compact of Free Association migrants are not immigrants. They're residents from nations that have struck military, political, and economic agreements with the United States. As a consequence, migrants are free to travel to the U.S. to live and work for as long as they wish. Before 1996, freely associated migrants were privy to Medicaid under the status of legally residing non-citizen nationals. But the passage of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act in 1996 ended the entitlement. States with the highest population of migrants, Hawaii, California, Washington, and Arkansas, were left to fend for themselves. But now Congress will consider COFRA migrant Medicaid restoration legislation as part of comprehensive immigration reform. Because of legislation introduced in early February by the Democratic Hawaiian delegation led by Senator Mazi Hirono, along with Representative Colleen Hanabusa. Paolo Puentemayor is advisor for government relations and external affairs for the nonprofit Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum based in Washington, D.C.
So this issue has been one that many members of the Pacific delegation, so elected officials from all over the Pacific, have been trying to address for the past several years. So most notably, when Senator Hirono was a member of Congress in the House side, she actually filed legislation in the 112th Congress that Congresswoman Hanabusa later adopted and refined when Senator Hirono was elected.
If passed, an estimated 56,000 compact migrants in the United States will be affected. The 2010 census counted 4,300 Marshallese living in Arkansas, but that figure is considered too low by advocates. The cost for unreimbursed health care for Hawaiian migrants, for example, is around $45 million. In Arkansas, prenatal care is available regardless of immigration status. But even the state's Medicaid program for children called ARKIDS is not conveyed to Marshallese children, numbering around 1,600. And reinstating Medicaid won't burden U.S. taxpayers, given that employed migrants pay income, Social Security, and Medicaid, Medicare taxes.
Compacts of Free Association migrants, by virtue of them being able to work in the U.S. without, going through kind of those employment visas that immigrants who would possibly be coming into it through that process, actually do pay into the system with a lot of the entitlement pieces. If they do receive a paycheck, a portion of that is deducted for payroll taxes by their employer. That actually funds a lot of the programs that we think the federal government runs. Additionally, by virtue of the fact that they are actually active purchasers in a state like Arkansas, they pay sales taxes, which we all know sales taxes fund general revenue for governments, which because of Medicaid being a state and federal share program, part of the state share is funded by its state revenues. And so there is that notion that COFA migrants being able to pay into the system but not getting their benefits is also one of those longstanding injustice issues.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, after encouraging debate, approved Senator Hirono's amendment as part of comprehensive immigration reform.
Sure, it was very exciting watching the hearing yesterday as Senator Hirono presented her testimony for support of Hirono number 15, which is her amendment. Chairman Leahy actually used that as an opportunity to talk about our responsibility to the Pacific, especially as a result of nuclear testing in the Marshall Islands and kind of the post-World War II period of the U.S. being in the Pacific, and currently today the Pacific being a very strategic place for defense policy and military policy in general. Senator Schumer also remarked about how this would not be an undue burden because of the small nature of the population. This amendment is actually paid for using some of the fees and penalties that are found in the comprehensive immigration reform legislation.
The measure now awaits approval as part of comprehensive immigration reform.
Yes, and I think the messaging around this strategy was, although COFA migrants are not immigrants by any means, because of their status, they also have very similar access issues that immigrants face. And so I think because of that, Senator Hirono saw that this was an opportunity to move legislation that is really misunderstood or not really understood by anyone in the Senate.
With freely associated citizen migration expected to increase in coming years, advocates say timing is critical to help states better manage health care costs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.